This is a download from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.
Could dance be the art form for the 21st century? At IMMA in Kilmainham over the weekend was Steve Volk, the Frankfurt-based dramaturg, best known here for his work with Limerick's experimental dance outfit Dogter, and known elsewhere for his collaboration with William Forsyth's Ballet Frankfurt. Volk was at IMMA to mark the opening of a show by Michael Clean, another Dogter survivor. The company's had its Arts Council grant cut by 100% earlier this year. In his lecture, Volk suggested dance could have a unique role, especially now. Tomorrow night I'll be talking to Clean about the demise of Dogter and his new work at IMMA, but tonight it's Steve Volk and his vision of what dance and some vintage anthropological footage from Bali has to offer the inhabitants of a world in flux.
The task we have at hand as a society is actually significantly involved in taking apart many of the things we have now, many of our ways of understanding, many of the ways we behave and the way we organize and the way we communicate and even who we are. We actually, it's a project of taking apart and questioning, really. So the paradoxical thing is that it's the art form of the 21st century because it helps us to reorient and kind of, you know, get back to sort of more basic. I mean, literally, it's the body. It's dance is a manifestation of whatever's inside us and somehow expressing itself in a very raw form through the body. And we need to go back to that basic knowledge, you know, so there's the word precognitive. We need to go beneath our ideas that we have now and come up with new sustainable thinking and sustainable ideas, really. So dance can guide us in that kind of, like I said, negative process, in the sense of the process of taking things apart, of stopping.
But what's very clear from your own work, and I mean, you have worked with William Forsyth in kind of a ballet territory, is that when you talk about dance, you may not be talking about the area that everybody first thinks of.
Dance is powerful, and it's even slightly scary. It's pushing the body to its limits. It's about ecstasy. You know, there's a tradition of dance, ecstatic dancing, and there's, you know, the wild dancing of techno clubs, and it's a serious thing in the sense of it's everything that the human being can kind of express and be without words.
This is the witch in her full supernatural paraphernalia. Hairy legs, pendulous breasts, long fingernails. But without the mask, will turn her into a supernatural figure.
As an example, today you were showing us a film made by Margaret Mead of a dance ceremony in Bali, and I got some kind of feeling that you thought that this was actually a kind of more advanced model of dance than what you might see in the Frankfurt Ballet. Well, or in your local contemporary dance company?
Well, I think it's a more sophisticated integration of culture and religion and everyday life and social participation. It's a model, it's an integrated model. You know, we live in a society where, you know, much of the population doesn't give a rat's behind about culture and the arts, and that is literally insane. And the Balinese seem, in that film anyways, embody a culture where everyone participates, children and adults, and there's mastery, but then at the same time there's everyone being able to participate, and there's aesthetics, and there's seriousness. They take on very serious subjects, and culture is a way of coping with being alive. And, you know, buying tickets and watching something is, you know, this sort of notion of culture is just really insane, because it has nothing to do with the thousands and thousands of years of human history of what the role of culture has played. We are way off base, you know, about that right now.
You worked at the Ballet Frankfurt with William Forsyth at a time when he began to try and straddle that kind of culture where you go in and you buy a ticket and sit down and watch, and something else, something that lived within the city and involved the citizenry.
Well, one time I told William Forsyth that we should shift our model of what we are. I said we should become a village that lives from tourism. So the idea is that it would be doing such interesting things that people would want to come and participate. And that is a different model than rehearsing during the day and opening when the show's finished and selling tickets. So it's, again, an ecology, turning an institution into a living ecology.
One of the things that you seem to admire in the Balinese dancing was the fact that the trajectory was to fall apart rather than achieve some kind of perfect sense of order.
Yeah.
And that's a little risky.
Just for an example, I think we go on a vacation to fall apart. I think we go on a vacation in order to leave all the things that we know behind. I think we all want to have some kind of new experience. We all know that for real change to happen, that it's sort of profound and sometimes painful things have to happen, thinking of like the 12-step program or, you know, a lot of times we have to go through crises, but we sort of know that what that entails is stopping and going through a kind of painful process of self-awareness and then hopefully coming out the other side with a new awareness. Culture helps us and can aid us. You know, that's what films do. They bring us closer to things that might scare us, that might be difficult to deal with, but they kind of create a space for us to kind of get closer there and to kind of acclimate to things that might be unsettling to us, like the Balinese ritual, you know.
You use two words that we hear an awful lot these days, especially now.
Especially now. Oh, again, I can't lie. I sense, or I have a personal sense of urgency about things. I do feel that things have become very, very different, fundamentally different. The basic shape that life seemed to have has changed very significantly. And so I definitely feel a kind of urgency. And the actions one undertakes as an artist or creative person, like everyone trying to solve a problem, it really is about problem solving, is to kind of create the awareness that would see and acknowledge the contradictions that we have around us and kind of open up a vista where we're free of these contradictions, where we can resolve them. Yeah? So I definitely feel a sense of urgency, as I think many, many people do.
I was talking there to Steve Volk, and Michael Kleon tells me about his time as an embedded choreographer in the Corridors of Power tomorrow night.
Thanks for downloading from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.